Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, and yes, we are. We are with pollination, allergies, and all. We're still here. And this is the end of another week, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for being with us tonight to join us. Tonight we are going to have back with us on these airwaves someone that we had about 3 months ago. And you remember who he was, Mr. Leo Zagami. And he is an ex-member of the Masonic Executive Committee of Monte Carlo. He was, until not too long ago, a high-level member of the Italian Illuminati, a 33-degree Freemason, a true insider, and a member, a very high member, of the infamous Freemasonic P2 Lodge. He was the prince prepared to take over after the older Illuminati king, Licio Gelli. He is one of the Illuminati aristocratic bloodline and therefore involved in the Illuminati order since childhood. And however, Leo decided at some point that he had enough and he was not going to go on with the things that he was told he had to do. And so at one particular point, he broke ranks with the Illuminati. He left everything, and he fled to Norway, and then, of course, he established his website here on the web, the International World Wide Web, where you can read all about Leo Zagami and Illuminati Confessions. I think we have him on the line now. Good evening, Leo.
Good evening, everyone from Norway. Everything is okay, and I love to be on the show once again. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you. You've been making the rounds here on RBN, right? And you've been with Greg Szymanski. You and he have a relationship together, right?
Well, yes. I've been, for the first time, a guest on the radio shows through him when he came to what happened to me in the last year.
So, that's wonderful. That's wonderful that you're back, and I'm glad that you you remembered to contact me. I would have contacted you, but it was nice to hear you contact me and by email and decide that you were ready to come back. And I know you had been you'd been traveling, and I didn't know, were you planning to move again, or were you just basically visiting different countries?
Yeah, well, I've been just in and out of the country for various reasons, so I've now settled in a new home that is also a bit more safe for me, in a location that is a bit more safe for me, because the old location was known to the people that obviously don't like me too much, and I hope that now I'm a bit more safer in a new location.
You are basically incognito then, huh?
Well, I hope to be, but it's not easy, because when you have to use these days phone lines and internet and everything else, you're never incognito.
That's for sure. All right, well, we'll be back. Good to have you, Leo. We'll be right back with you. And we'll take calls tonight. Leo Zagami, ex-Illuminati member, right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold and the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Leo Zagami is my guest. I'm Rick Adams. And, Leo, before we really get into something different, because it's been a long time since we talked, and we always have new listeners all the time, let's start somewhere at the beginning, if we could. I mean, we talk about Illuminati. I know what you mean. Most people probably who listen to RBN know what you mean. But there are a lot of people who are just hearing the word Illuminati for the first time. And they're probably rushing to the phone book right now, and they're looking in the business section, and they're looking up to see if they can find the organization Illuminati. And they're not going to find it. And there's a reason for it. Why don't you tell us exactly what you mean by Illuminati and the order of the Illuminati and how you became involved, first of all right?
Yes, the Illuminati has just many different names. It's a manifestation of an organization which is actually called the Twin Visible Order of the Rosicross, the Rosicrucian Order.
Yes.
This is really what in the Western tradition shows an initiated person that has been through the ranks of Freemasonry, through the ranks of Martinism, through the ranks of Rosicrucianism, and has been able to be enlightened by a series of initiations that bring him to the knowledge of something different, that what the reality we have in front of us is different from the way we perceive it ordinary, because we have usually a one-way perception of reality, when instead the Illuminati is somebody who has highest way of perceiving reality, because he has the knowledge of the secret science and secret knowledge that is being inbuilt inside the very foundations of every city. Every city has been created, as we know, in America by Freemasons, and these Freemasons have used the knowledge of the Rosicrucians, which are the forefathers of Freemasonry, create these cities. So we have implanted in every city in the world these sacred symbols and numbers that are part of this tradition. Mm-hmm. And it's all done by the level on the square, as they say in Freemasonry. And we are able to trace this tradition to the ancient Babylonian, to the ancient Egyptian past. Uh-huh. This tradition which is going back to the forefathers of the Jewish of the Jewish religion,
the elders,
and
yes.
that is embedded in humanity for a long time, because then from this tradition comes those family lines that also have a specific and a particular relation with the environment around them. Mm-hmm. These family lines that by some reason have been chosen during the course of time to become responsible for a specific amount of people or a specific region or something else.
And you because of your own particular family line, were already intrigued by the Illuminati, and I suppose that you had an invitation at some point as a young man to come and witness for yourself what it was all about. Is that basically what happened in your case?
Yes, it's because during the course of time, obviously you are a person from a specific family, and you are targeted to join this kind of organization mm-hmm. more easily than a normal person will, especially because some of these organizations have various levels, and only certain families are able to manipulate the superior level of the pyramid, in which the knighthoods are responsible for the rest of the system. The knighthoods are at the highest level of the Masonic pyramid, and also because Freemasonry is only a tool for other secret societies mm-hmm. to use in order to achieve control over the whole of humanity. The Illuminati are all those high degrees in Freemasonry and in other secret societies that have at some point or the other joined in what is the superior rites of Freemasonry, the Egyptian rites of Freemasonry, the Memphis and Mizraim, and have joined the ranks of something that is a bit higher of your ordinary 33rd degree, which is just the beginning step in which you are enlightened towards this this belonging of the knighthoods at a certain level.
Did you have an intimate relationship with the so-called king of the Order of the Illuminati, Licio Gelli?
Yes, because I entered the Executive Masonic Committee together with Ezio Giunchilla in 1999. Uh-huh. So I became part of the only lodge that escaped from the dismantling of the P2 Masonic Lodge when the scandal erupted mm-hmm. Over now, let's say, we have a scandal that is erupted at the end of the 70s, beginning of the 80s, but went on, manifesting during the whole course of the 80s and the 90s. And this scandal of the P2 scandal was, in a way, very big in Italy. So mm-hmm. the main divisions, the P2 was divided in 12 divisions, they were dismantled. But the ones as abroad, especially in Monte Carlo, which was an international, and it's still an international resort used for money laundering. It's a very important one, and for the sales of weapons and all the rest, has always been untouched by these investigations.
Mm-hmm. And now you then were welcomed in, and you, I guess, had to go through the initiation rites in order to be accepted into the Illuminati
circle. First, you have to be a regular Freemason, and then you have to go through the initiation rites of something that is a bit more mm-hmm. Demanding of regular Freemasonry.
And that is what, the next step up? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Obviously, in that case, you are obliged by a sort of it is an oath that is a bit more demanding than the usual. The usual Masonic oath is already a demanding oath. Mm-hmm. And in fact, already the people who enter the Masonic pyramid do it even at the lower level, giving up their own will to something they don't really know what is happening, mm-hmm. you know, on the top. Mm-hmm. In this case here, you know what's happening at the top, and you make mm-hmm. your will is completely given to your grandmaster, who is in mm-hmm. charge at that point of your well-being.
So you surrender yourself, essentially.
You surrender yourself, yes.
Right, okay. And at the time that you were welcomed in, were you married and did you have a family?
No, at that time I wasn't married. I didn't have a family. So there was in me the urge of really wanting to have these great secrets and great truths. Mm-hmm. And there was in me a different situation because I wasn't married, had didn't see things in the same perspective. I was a member of various secret societies within the Illuminati world,
mm-hmm.
The Ordo Templi Orientis being one of them, the Fraternitas Rosacruciana Antigua being another one. I had places of responsibility within the order. I had my own lodges, people under me. So you become responsible for many people under you. That's the other thing. So there is a mm-hmm. whole pyramid, a chain of power, which is very difficult to break. So mm-hmm. In order to break away, I had to convince also the people, especially the people under me, that I was doing the right thing because I didn't want to leave them in their own hands.
Now, when you came on before, you had said that it was a particularly odious thing that probably was the straw that broke the camel's back with you, if my memory serves correctly. And that they wanted you to do something to your family in order to continue to be loyal to the secret society of the Illuminati. Is that what it was?
Well, basically, the family of my wife, the wife that I married in the summer of 2005, and it's a family, mm-hmm. Peculiar family, which is connected to a religious movement, an Islamic religious movement.
I see.
And they wanted me to act in a way as an infiltrator, to be able to introduce them to the head of this organization, who is a very well-known Muslim scholar followed by millions of people, called Fethullah Gulen.
Uh-huh.
And they were particularly interested in his relationship because Gulen has been able during the course of the years to gain the respect even of the infamous Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jesuits. Yeah.
Yes. And in a way he managed to bring on his side even Thomas Michael, who is the Secretary for Interreligious Dialogue of the Society of Jesus.
All right. Stay where you are. Very interesting. We're leading up to something, and we'll take calls in just a little bit. Stay with us, those of you on the line. We're speaking with Leo Leon Zagami. He's an ex-member of the Illuminati. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. We're back now with Leo. And Leo, as you were just explaining what you were up against at this point in time and how I guess the envelope was being pushed, so to speak, with you. And you were being asked to do something that you just couldn't do, right?
Yes, and that was to infiltrate this organization of Fethullah Gulen, who wrote a book which is very important for us in this moment of time, which is called Love and Tolerance, Towards a Global Civilization of Love and Tolerance, which has the foreword by Thomas Michael, who is the Secretary for Interreligious Dialogue of the Society of Jesus. So, a person, Thomas Michael, which I have to admire, at least for the courage to do this, being at this position in the Jesuit order. And I was asked by, instead, another guy called Comandante Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri, who is the director of the Rotary Club of New York, to infiltrate this organization and to act in a way that was against, really, my family interest. So for that reason, I decided in June 2006 to leave completely the last group I belonged of the Illuminati, because I was already from 2003 disagreeing with some of the other groups, like the Ordo Templi Orientis, which I found too much towards the satanic level, also the Skull and Bones, and other groups that I wasn't happy with because of their practices.
So then there are degrees, even within Illuminati circles, you're saying, of Satanism. It's not just they're all preaching from the same satanic mass, if you will, but there are some that are a little bit more overt about it than others?
Yes, and I must say that at the end of the day, it depends really if you're following the dark path the Jesuits or the Vatican and the Zionists have a dark path to follow.
Yes. Yes.
And that path is mm-hmm. the path they want the people under them to be followed. And sometimes we try to create interreligious dialogue, which is something very important in this moment of time. But some of most of the times is polluted by infiltration of agents who mm-hmm. have interests that are not really the uh-huh. interest of real love and tolerance, but are mm-hmm. other interests. And it was clear to me that the P2, the Executive Masonic Committee in Monte Carlo, Ezio Giunchiglia and Licio Gelli had only interest of money, not interest of any thing going positively in the interreligious dialogue.
Now, in Europe, it's one thing to be an Illuminati member. What about here in America, where we very seldom, if ever, see any reference, except on websites such as this and yours and ours, about Illuminism and the true rulers of iniquity, if you will? What kind of interrelationship is there between the two continents?
Well, you have to think that in the higher ranks of the Illuminati, we have people like, for example, the director of the Rotary Club of New York, Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri.
Right,
that
right.
means that we have people that are at the top level of the Rotary, of the Lions, of the Masonic, network.
Exactly.
And this network is now actually in the USA falling by number. The numbers have been falling when it comes down to people joining Freemasonry. Mm-hmm. So they have other societies that are more powerful, like, for example, the Shriners in the U.S.,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that are still in very high numbers. And people get initiated through Freemasonry only to join the Shriners these days in the U.S.
What about the B'nai B'rith International?
B'nai B'rith International is something which was born in 1825 mm-hmm. In a period in which the Jewish community wanted to create their own Masonic lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we can describe them as a form of Freemasonry only for Jews.
What, yes.
But you have to understand that the Jewish people also have the Grand Lodge of the State of Israel, which is also one of the most important and influential Masonic Grand Lodges in the world.
Undoubtedly.
And they have influence over, and they are connected to the United Grand Lodge of England.
Mm-hmm.
Which they regularly exchange visits and have a strict collaboration. People like Yasha Berishner in London of the Quarter Coronati Lodge are the trade union between these two Grand Lodges. And inside London, I had also my first experience with the UK Freemasonry, with the United Grand Lodge of England,
uh-huh.
Which I received the light in the lodge Kirby Lodge 2818 inside the Great Queen Street, and it was there through people like Julian Rees, who is a senior Freemason of internationally recognized because he's a student of Freemasonry, very well known for his books.
Mm-hmm. And, very, very interesting.
People.
Yeah. Okay, we'll break here because we have to take a quick one. When we come back, I'm going to entertain some phone call questions for you as well. So you stay right with us. Leo Zagami, our guest tonight, ex-Illuminati member, and we're going to continue this fascinating discussion. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, Leo is our guest, Leo Zagami, and he is here tonight again on the program, was here just a few months ago. He has moved, and he is still in Norway, and, well, as you can hear, he certainly has quite a burden, and he has a website as well, and Illuminati Confessions is the name of the website, Leo, is that right?
Yes, my website is www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it, and you can reach us also regarding the Tour of Hope that we are organizing all over the U.S. and also in Europe, me and Greg Zismansky. This Tour of Hope can be reached through our website, repeat, www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. Right. And we are trying to gather people against the NWO with a series of lectures and of conferences around.
Right. Okay. Just so that people might be able to hear me a little bit more clearly than you, I'll repeat it. And that is www.illuminaticonfessions@webfriend.it. Webfriend.
Webfriend.it, yes.
Right. Webfriend. Okay, so people...
Yes, that's why we had to move to an Italian server after we were closed down in the U.S. in early December. And my previous web space, which was on squarespace.com, was shut down by the Illuminati. I don't know if you remember, I mentioned this in an interview, and previous interview, and this is what happened, and now we are on... this new webfriend.it, we have a new host that has been able to resist to the blackmails of the Illuminati that arrived immediately after we opened the new website.
Well, for how long, goodness knows, but we hope that he will continue.
We hope that now we are in the safest hands.
Well, you're in the safest hands when you're with the Almighty, that's for sure.
Ah, yes.
Not the Unmighty. of the Almighty. All right, let me do this, Leo, because we do have callers standing by who would like to ask you a question or make a comment. And let me go to the phones right now, 800-313-9443 is our toll-free number from anywhere. Right now, let's go to Canada and speak with Mike. Hello, Mike. You're on with our guest, Leo Zagami.
Hello.
Yes, Mike.
Hi, Rick and Leo. A couple of things. Would the core of Illuminism be the alleged denial of the divinity of Christ? And if that is the case, I'm assuming a lot of Masons are secular humanists and don't believe in God or Jesus anyway, so why would they be conforming to a script of order out of chaos to essentially degrade a fictitious being named Jesus who doesn't even exist to bring about the enlightened, illuminated society on the divinity they do believe in, namely Lucifer? The other point is, given the amount of New World Order talk, conspiracy sites that are proliferating, and I have reservations about your guests. I'd like to say that as well.
That's fine.
I have very strong reservations about this, because you're led to believe that even a slight infraction at the lower rungs of the level mm-hmm. will lead to some sort of ritual disembowelment. It depends who you want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow Szymanski, the core of the New World Order is the Jesuits and the Vatican, which is odd because here you have the Society of Jesus working in concert against a divinity that they don't believe in, yet they call themselves the Society of Jesus. Is that just the Hegelian dialectic at work, or what are we dealing with here?
All right, let him answer your first question first. If you'd like to restate it, you may, and then we'll take the second, one at a time. How's that?
Yes.
The core of Illuminism, the denial yes. of the divinity of Jesus, mm-hmm. and if that is the case, why are they denying yes. something they don't even believe in?
Okay.
No, you are asked, first of all, there is two types of Freemasonry. There is Freemasonry connected to the Grand Orient of France, which is atheist in format. Since 1870, they have detached from worldwide Freemasonry as such with the concept of Grand Orient Freemasonry, which is connected to the belief not in a supreme being, but only in yourself as a supreme architect, in a way. The G stands at that point not for God, but for geometry. When instead you have United Genealogy of England Freemasonry, which demands a belief in God, and there is forms of Freemasonry, like, for example, the Scandinavian Freemasonry here in Scandinavia, which is only for Christians. And this might sound strange for our listener, because maybe he's calling from Canada, and Freemasonry there is quite different. I know quite well the Grand Lodge of Columbia and Yukon there, and I know the Freemasonry actually in Canada has a lot of envy for their Scandinavian colleagues, because Freemasonry belongs to the Knights Templars. The Knights Templars are Christians at the core, but they believe in a Jesus that is not divine. Divine meaning that is not God. This might sound strange, obviously, for Christians, but we have now documented in the last few years also what happens with the Gnostic Gospels and with other forms of Gospels that were not accepted as canonically. And these Gnostics were the ancestors of the Rosicrucians that gave birth to Freemasonry.
Well, I have to correct you on something on Canada right there. One need only look at the Canadian flag to see the Masonic symbolism.
No, but the Masonic is absolutely there. But what you said is that the Mason is led to believe that Jesus doesn't exist. I tell you, that is not true. Actually, Freemasonry, in the first 3 degrees, you are led to believe that you become the master Hiram Abiff. But it's also true that when you go in the degrees above, in the Scottish Rite, especially when you reach the 32nd degree, mm-hmm. you're led to believe that, that Hiram Abiff, who dies betrayed by his own workers and
yeah.
then is reborn, is then Jesus Christ. So you're led to believe actually that what you were believing in the blue degrees of Freemasonry when you were only a Master Mason is not true. And that Jesus indeed exists, and that you can incarnate Jesus and become yourself Jesus. That is really the secret of the Scottish Rite. In a way, they want to form a person that is identifying itself from the Rosicrucian degree of the 18th degree mm-hmm. onwards to the 30th in, mm-hmm. in a different form of Christian, not and this different form of Christianity is connected to the Knights Templar. The Knights, but this whole thing is connected, first of all, to myth, because we don't really have something like a real Knights Templar living nowadays. We have groups calling themselves Knights Templars that are always manipulated at the end of the day by the Vatican. And we know instead that the real Knights Templars finished the 700 years ago their life because they went against the Vatican. So they are using the Knights Templar myth, but in reality they are being manipulated without knowing by the hierarchy which led to the Vatican, but in secret. People below don't have to know the truth.
Yeah.
They have to be driven through these degrees.
That's obvious. Yes.
In constant obedience, because if you want to know more of these arcane secrets, you have to swear these oaths and get into the system that they have built for you. Only when you get to the highest degree, you understand that in reality you are miming the activity of a bishop, because that's why in the highest degrees you are given these sovereign pontiff big titles, and that is obviously Freemasonry also has a need of grandeur mm-hmm. because it was built in the last three centuries mostly to supply the middle class with titles they didn't have.
All right, now let me ask Mike, the caller, about the second question that you had.
Yes.
And the statement you made that is challenging the authenticity of our guest. And basically you're saying you're not a believer, you don't think he's for real. Why?
Well, you're led to believe by numerous authors, from Eustace Mullins to mm-hmm. David Icke, mm-hmm. to pick a website, pick a .com these mm-hmm. days. There's lots of sensationalizing going on numerous levels.
Mm-hmm.
On one, it's the Vatican, secret rituals, etc., and at the core, it's alleged human sacrifice, Satanism. With David Icke, it's a reptilian blood-drinking agenda again. Sensationalism across the board.
I've been always against this agenda and against this reptilian myth. I've openly criticized it already. Also,
but what is it specifically that you are saying, Mike, about our guest here tonight, about him, Leo, that leads you to believe that he's not for real? That's all I'm asking you.
One is led to believe that even at the lower orders,
yeah.
a minor infraction is not treated very kindly, shall we say. The higher you go and the more information you've allegedly been empowered with,
mm-hmm.
you run the greater risk of trauma to yourself or your family. Yet you can establish a website, you can go on American Talk Radio. It kind of belies the myth of the alleged malevolency of these organizations.
Well, he was just saying that he was knocked off. And his host
knocked off with my website at the beginning of December. It's documented on the internet. You can go and check for yourself if you want.
But in one sense, to that one can say big deal, because you're led to believe that it leads to ritual disembowelment if you cause infractions within these satanic secret societies.
Well, if you go and read for yourself the rituals of Freemasonry in the first three degrees, you understand that right from the beginning you are led to believe that if you are betraying the order, you will be torn apart.
So that's a lie, though. Then that's a lie, correct?
No, well, that's basically a lie until you get to the higher degrees. Because, you see, the thing is this. If I wanted to leave Freemasonry after my first 3 degrees, I would have probably, yes, always been bent through the columns, as they say in Jerg, these Freemasons. I would always been bent by the between the columns, and I would be definitely, my name would be cast out of Freemasonry, but I will not be able to share any secrets, because I will only be entrusted with my Master Mason degree. So it's true that...
Master Mason degree is only the third degree.
It's only the third degree. So if you are only entrusted with the basics of it, you can't really be... Yes, they can create you a lot of problems, because I tell you, even people who have left Freemasonry at the lower ranks had always had problems. Problems in work, problems in... with the family, because obviously Freemasonry is an activity that the whole family partakes of.
You know, it's interesting, though, that historical revisionists are being thrown in prison. You know, that's kind of odd. Like, you leave the lower rungs of an order and you get harassed, yet we have people on the cutting edge doing historical revisionism who are sitting in jails in Germany and elsewhere. And it leads one to wonder where the power base really is and what the issues really are and what one can question and cannot. Because I've been approached by Masons to join Freemasonry, which allegedly a Freemason is not to do. I've been asked twice to join a local lodge. And I don't really, you see, denying Freemasonry or denying the divinity of Christ or Satan or any of this doesn't land one in jail. Yet a historical revisionist will sit in prison.
And why is that, in your opinion, Mike? Why is that so?
Well, I'm assuming there's something to hide, right?
Historical revisionist, obviously, is doing a very hard job. And if you are starting to say things against, for example, the Zionist, you might end up having problems. But the same happens if you start talking bad about certain institutions, and including the Vatican, the Opus Dei of the Vatican, and other institutions that are equally powerful. Like, for example,
not at all, because George Cromwell can write a book called Hitler's Pope and basically try to equate the Vatican as complicity in the Holocaust, and he doesn't receive any retribution. He ends up on the New York Times bestsellers list.
But it depends if you are being in contact with these people. If you have been part of their own structure, that is a different thing, because you know things at that point that are very personal. Very personal, because only in those high degrees a lot of secrets get shared. And it's not mainly, I'm not talking here about the secrets of Freemasonry as such as secrets of an arcane nature. I'm talking here about the fact that when you start joining the Royal Arch, the Superior, the Supreme Council, the other, whatever are the high levels of the York or the Scottish Rite or whatever other system, the Rotary Club also has an elite itself, the International Division of the Rotary Club, which is based in the United Nations in New York.
So it... structures. Would it be that you just can't reveal their money laundering activities, basically criminal affiliations?
Now you are getting on the target. Now you're getting on the target. I can talk here about certain things, and I said openly that Ezio Junqueira and the people in Monte Carlo are involved with money laundering at the highest level, but the thing is that the Prince of Monaco protects them. And other people that are within the establishment, at the higher level, going inside the United Nations, with people like Giorgio Ugo Ballestieri sitting in the International Division of the Rotary Club in New York City and being a director of the Rotary Club, he's a P2 member. You can go and check this out for yourself if you want. And you will see the history of this person, of this gentleman, and how can it be that a person like this is the director of the Rotary Club of New York? And not only that internationally there is not only a regular Masonic Lodge Obedience which you have been in contact with, but if you go and search now, I will give you an address on the internet. You go on regular Grand Lodge of England. It's a new obedience that has been formed in England in the last 2 years, And this obedience, which obviously is judged as irregular by the United Grand Lodge of England, is home to a bunch of gangsters that are connected to the intelligence services in several countries, the CIA, the Illuminati, and they are, together with Duke Rui Alexander of Gabirro, connected with Gabinda, with the lodges that deal cocaine in South America, in Cancun, Mexico, and many other things.
Well, okay, Mike, I've given you a lot of time. I appreciate the dialogue here and the cross-examination, if you will.
Thank you,
Do that. Follow what he said and then get back to us. We'll have Leo back regularly, okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we'll be back with our other callers. Leo, stay where you are. Much more to come. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Well, here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having quite an interplay here with my guest, Leo Zagami, who is an ex-Illuminati, and his website, the Illuminati Confessions, that we have referred to. And if you go to his website, you can see what he says and what is said about him. You can look at the links and other websites and the fact that he is involved with the Tour of Hope and what he is doing in touring around the United States right now. And Leo, you obviously have quite, you're in a position, let's put it this way. where people just don't know. Is Leo telling us the whole story, or is Leo maybe giving us just enough to whet our appetites? But that's what makes this program so interesting, Leo, because people now can decide for themselves, based on what they've heard, just how sincere and how truthful you are, and how truthful any of us is, for that matter. And
that's
people,
very important.
People know me. They know I have no axe to grind in anything. But the fact is, I do want to get to the bottom of everything. Now, I'm not a stranger to this subject. You know, I've been reading about the Illuminati really since 1971. And that's a long time. And I've been reading about all of the fronts and adjuncts and so forth. But everything that I've read has to compare, in my view, Leo, with the scriptures. And all of it has some particular interplay with the Holy Scriptures and the Bible. And when you get into the Bible specifically and you start digging there and see the influence over the millennia of Satan and his children, then you begin to understand that we also are deceived to a certain extent into thinking that certain fronts for certain organizations, religious institutions, are the be-all, end-all of the Antichrist, as it were, when they may very well be the very fronts that we are warned about in Scripture, and the false leads, you see, that we have been told about. So when it comes to where the rubber meets the road, I think we can take the Scripture, at least I can, as to where the real source of anti-Christianity and world government will come to a head in the end times. And that has to be the city of Jerusalem. There's no question about that. All of these other institutions and all of these secret societies and all of these adjuncts, all of them serve the interest, ultimately, of Satan and his legions. But ultimately, he has a headquarters, you know, in my opinion. And it isn't the Vatican, the way I see it. The Vatican is nothing more than a front, and a front to deflect attention away from the real core and the real source of the problem. Now, that's the way I look at it, but others may look at it differently, and that's fine. That's why we have the program, Leo, and I think you're enjoying it as much as I am, because somewhere along the line we will arrive at the truth, whether we like the truth or not. And that's the important thing. So you could stay with us into hour number two, right, Leo?
Sure, that's my
excellent
pleasure.
We have a whole bunch of callers to talk to, and I'm not going to start right now because we're too close to the break. But when we come back, Ernie of Virginia will be next, followed by Doug and Kyle and Ron and you. 1-800-313-9443. Yes, Leo.
I want to give the list of secret dinner between Illuminati that will take place this month in Rome.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, we will.
Which includes Dan Brown.
Excellent. I want you to give that list, and also you may indeed want to clarify some of the statements also that have come up pertaining to the, quote, Nazification plan of 2012. We shall return with our guest, Leo Zagami, ex-Illuminati, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcast Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a